Nah, man, it was more, you know, when A-Rod see a man on any of our receivers, it's going to be lovely.
Yeah, is it a good feeling, you know, getting over 100 yards and getting helping your offense and the way your offense changed in the second half?
It's a great feeling, you know. So, like I say, you see Jennings had a you know, all right, you just don't know when the ball's going to come your way. So, like I say, take advantage of every chance you get the ball.
I know it's early in the season, but it's got to be a good feeling to be 2-0 to start the season.
It's a great feeling because it's hard to win in this league. And every win you get, you got to take advantage of it and move on after we get out the meetings that Monday.
Seems like you have a lot of fun after the catch, man. Where does all that come from?
You know, like I said, you got to take advantage. You got to get out there and enjoy it. You know, this like I say, this is the NFL. This is everyone's dream to do. So every time I do something amazing, I want to, you know, seize the moment and take it in.
Last question for you. When you're on offense, you get to see defense. You get to see guys like Clay Matthews. This is amazing. What these guys doing?
Man, I think Clay Matthews is retarded, man. It's something in that dude that's... It's crazy, man. He's a beast, and you know, me and him talk often, and it's like I say, he's an animal. He's something different.
Is it a physical thing, or is he smarter than the guys, or
it's a physical thing. It's something that you know, that God gave him that, you know, everybody don't got in him. And Clay Matthews is he's an awesome player, man. When I'm sitting over there, I love to see him play. It's something amazing.
Thank you, brother.
First reception goes to Quinn Johnson, and there's kind of some misdirection going on.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of get the sense that, all right, 3-4 plays away, we're going to get them to start thinking about other things before they come to 88. Is that your numbers coming up here?
I know Mike, and Mike and Joe Philbin is a great, you know, play caller, and I know that you know, they setting something up if they're doing all that. So. That's what it is.
There had to have been a lot of satisfaction to score three times in a row after you get the turnovers coming out the second half.
That's when we came in halftime. Was like, this is not the ball we play. And we got to go in. We don't want 3 points. You know, it's good when we see Crosby go out there, but at the same time, we want 6 every time we get in the red zone.
Thanks, Jermichael.
Jermichael, was there anything said at halftime by Coach McCarthy or anything? Just because I know he did say afterward it was kind of flat and sloppy overall in the second quarter.
You know, he came in and just said, we know we're doing wrong, and, you know, we got to come out and play our style of ball, and that's what we did the second half.
Were you confident things were done?
I was real confident, man. I'm a confident guy, so I'll never get down. I just try to, you know, I try to keep the spark in the offense and the defense and keep it rolling.
You guys kind of had that killer instinct. You scored 3 touchdowns on your first 3 possessions.
Yeah, that's something like a Packers football. Right? That's how we're supposed to play, you know, and that's how we're supposed to be rolling.
Is that kind of the way it'll be? You know, if the offense is not going to score every time, struggle a little bit, but eventually you're going to find your
group. We want to cut the struggle out. We want to come out and execute pretty much every series. That's we're trying to achieve greatness around here, and we're not trying to be average. We're not trying to be, you know, the second runner. We're trying to be number one.
Does it have enough weapons where if somebody maybe isn't quite on, whether it's for a game or for a quarter, you can rely on a lot of
people? We got so many players on the offense, defense, and special teams where, you know, if one unit's down, the other unit's going to pick us up. So I think all 53 guys on our team are great players.
Like hitting the 100 yard mark again,
Jay Michael? You know, the 100 yard mark is gonna come. Like today, I was over 100, but at the same time, we got so many receivers and players on this team. It's you know, like I said, you gotta take advantage of every opportunity.
Do you give Aaron a hard time when he scores a touchdown and takes one away from one of the receivers, maybe?
No, you know, A-Rod needs some love, too. So it's all good when anybody on the offense score. You know, this is a team game, so that's just how it rolls in football.
Are you going to give him some tips on the Lambeau Reef? He looked a little sloppy there.
Nah, man, you know, that was a marathon drive right there, so... jumping in them stands are not easy. I promise you that. Now you get stuck, and you see a fan grabbing your face, man, trying to get you up. So it's just all in the drive, how far you get up on that Lambeau leap.
Looking forward to the battle for first place now. You and the Bears are unbeaten heading into that next.
You know, it's on Monday night. It's going to be juiced up, but you know, the best will be on top.
For someone who got here like you, talk about that corner off against the linebacker.
It was a man, you know, I cut it off short, and A-Rod threw it, but if I would have kept up straight, for sure it would have been touchdown.
Okay. Joe was pretty impressed with your wheels on that, Golden.
Joe, you know, I know when I see man, I promise y'all, these wheels are going to be, they're going to be rolling because I know it's a good chance it's coming to me.
Have you ever been as open as you were on the one
you
didn't get the ball?
I don't think I've been open in my life that open. I think I could have, you know, probably done karaoke and gotten in the zone still. But, you know, we got the first down, and that's all that counts.
Do you like the fact that, I mean, Aaron came right back to you the next
game? That's big right there, coming back, because he trusts me that I'm going to be open. So that's a solid, you know, the trust factor.